And we're holding the top of your Dalet Amud Aleph. So to recap, we're in the middle of discussing the issue of Meiser, what is considered the beginning of the year as far as vegetables. So we said in the Mishnah that Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, meaning for Meiser of vegetables. And we said with most vegetables, we said it depends on when they're picked. Well, to be exact, what we said is it depends on Lakita. Tosfos explains that the word Lakita over here doesn't mean when they're actually picked. It means when they're ready to be picked. However, the Rambam and a number of others have shown him hold that it means when they're actually picked. Whatever the case, the point is you go according to that. So if you have a vegetable, so unlike, for example, we said with grain and olives and various other things where we go according, actually grain and grapes, whatever, where we go according to when they grow one third of their growth, shlish, and some other ones we go according to chanata, which is when they develop to a certain point. With vegetables, we said, most of them go according to Lakita, according to when they're picked or according to Tosfos ready to pick. Then we said that there are a couple of different kinds of vegetables where you go actually according to when they take root in the ground. So in that connection, we mentioned a statement of Reb Shimon Shazuri that said that there's a type of vegetable called Pul HaMitzri, some type of bean. If you planted these beans and some of them took root in the ground before Rosh Hashanah and some of them afterwards, then they belong to two different years. So you can't take Meiser from one on behalf of the other because you can't take from the new crop on behalf of the old one and vice versa. So what do you do? Reb Shimon Shazuri says you put all of the beans in one big pile, and then you assume that the pile is proportionally mixed. That therefore, so you're going to have, let's say 50% of the pile is new, is beans that took root after Rosh Hashanah, and 50% is before. Fine. So when you take out any random bushel of it for Truma, for example, then it's going to be also 50% old and 50% new, and therefore you're good. So now we said the Chachamim, the other Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon Shazuri on that because they say Ein Bila, they say we can't assume that it's so evenly mixed. Now, we mentioned three statements of Shmuel in this connection. One was that Reb Shimon Shazuri said the halacha is like, that Shmuel said the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri. A second thing Shmuel said was that Bila does not work except by wine and oil, meaning by liquids. Liquids, you can assume, mix evenly, solids like these beans over here or not. And the third thing that Shmuel said was that it doesn't depend on when the plant root, it depends on when it finished developing, which we said therefore means, in other words, that Shmuel is saying, in effect, that I am telling you that practically speaking, you can do like what Reb Shimon Shazuri says and put all of the beans in one big pile and take Truma and Meiser from it and you're good, but not because of Reb Shimon Shazuri's reason, namely that he says, yesh bila, you can assume it's mixed evenly, but rather for a different reason, because I hold, and Rashi says, man, Shmuel being an Amorite, he can't argue with Reb Shimon Shazuri Atana, but Shmuel evidently found something that where other Chachamim disagree with him and say that you don't go according to when it took root, you go according to Gmar Pei, according to when it finished developing. So therefore, all of them belong to this year anyway, because even though some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah and some of them after, they all the plants, all the beans finished developing after Rosh Hashanah. So that's where we're holding, top of your Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Utsricha. Now, why did Shmuel have to make all those three statements? Because if he only told us the first statement that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, have amini, you would have thought he means mishum de kasava yesh bila. Maybe Shmuel agrees with Reb Shimon Shazuri's concept of bila, that we can assume that the beans are evenly mixed, and therefore that any random bushel of them that you take out is going to be the same proportion of new and old as the rest of the pile. No, Kamash Malam, Makol Ein Bila. Therefore, Shmuel had to tell us his second statement that no, he does not hold that Bila works like that when it comes to beans. But the Iashmin and Makol Ein Bila, now if Shmuel only told us that second statement, Havamina Kirabonan Svirale, then he would say that he holds like the Rabbanan, meaning not the Rabbanan who are disagreeing with him on the matter of Bila, but the Rabbanan who disagree with him on the Rabbanan who disagree with him on about the mixing. In other words, that the Chachamim who disagree with Shimon Chazuri would say, if you have a situation like that, if you have a bunch of beans mixed together and some of them are from last year and some of them are from this year, those Chachamim would say there is no, you can't take Truma and Meiser out of that actual pile because you're going to end up taking from new for old and from old for new. Rather, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to figure out how much in that pile is new, how much of it is old, and then you're going to have to take out, you're going to have to take a different pile and take Truma and Meiser from those. In other words, what you would have to do, according to those Chachamim, so you have a pile, or you have, let's say, 100, you have 100 bushels of beans over there, 50 of them, 50 of them. Now, let's say we go, let's say we agree with Rav Shimon Chazuri say about the idea that we go according to when they take root. So we're going to say half of them took root before Rosh Hashanah, half of them took root after Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rav Shimon Chazuri, no problem. Yesh bila, you can mix them all together and take Truma and Maisa from that pile itself. The other Chachamim who disagree with him would be saying that no, you can't do that. What you're going to have to do is you have in this pile 50 bushels of beans from last year and 50% and 50 bushels from this year. Fine, you're going to have to take another pile that has beans that grew last year and take Truma and Meiser from that on behalf of the 50 bushels in this one that are old. And the same thing with the new. They're going to say you can't take out of this pile itself. So we would have thought that Shmuel holds that. He says, Ein Bila, so therefore you're stuck. You can't do that. You're going to have to use a different batch of beans to take Truma and Meiser from. Kamash Malan, Halacha Kedav Shimon Chazuri. Therefore, Shmuel had to tell us his first statement that no, I agree with Shimon Chazuri that you could blend it all together and take Meiser, but not because Yesh Bila, but rather for a different reason. So Iyashmin and Hani Tauti, so now if you only had those two statements, Havamino, then you would think, as we had before, that Reb Zera thought, Kashi de Shmuel la de Shmuel, that Shmuel seems to be contradicting himself. If Ein Bila, then how can you assume that the whole pile is evenly mixed and be able to take Truma and Meiser from that pile itself, like Shimon Chazuri says? Kamash Malan, therefore we need Shmuel's third statement that he said, Akolo Chachagmabri, that he says that it all depends on when they finish developing. So now we understand that when Shmuel is saying the halachas like Rav Shimon Chazuri, he means, I don't agree with Rav Shimon Chazuri's idea of Yesh Bila, but I agree with him on a practical level that you're going to be able to take Truma and Maisa out of this pile, because anyway, all of it belongs to this year. Rav Shimon Chazuri would tell you that half of it belongs to last year and half of it belongs to this year, but it doesn't matter because Yesh Bila. Shmuel is saying, I'm going to tell you that I hold like some other Tana, which actually says we don't know who that Tana is because we don't explicitly find such an opinion, but obviously Shmuel found one that says that no, instead we go with the beans for according to when they fully developed, according to when they finished ripening. Okay, the Iyashmin and Hakol Holachach Gmarpri. On the other hand, if Shmuel told us that, have Aminah, which Wurbazes and Nami, then you would think maybe he means that that's the case, even when it comes to grain and olives and other such things, which we know before, we learned previously, that those go according to Shlish when they grew one third of their growth. So Kamash Malan, Halacha Kedav Shimon Chazuri, B'mai the Poly. Therefore, Shmuel stresses when he says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Chazuri in what he's arguing about. He's not arguing about grain and olives and other such things. He agrees with those you go according to Shlish. Only when it comes to beans is he arguing and saying that you go according to Hashrosha. So Shmuel is saying, you should know, I found another Tana who says that with those beans, you don't go according to Hashrosha, you go according to Gemara.
Hashrosha
is when they take root.
One third?
Hashrosha is when they first take root. Is probably long before 1 third, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara asks, so still, why do we need all three statements of Shmuel's? V'lashmi'in and Hani Tauti. So let Shmuel just tell us, number one, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Chazuri, number two, hakol l'chacha gmarpi. That would be enough to clarify his opinion. That, what he means is, within what Rav Shimon Chazuri disagrees about, the case of the beans, I hold like him that you can mix the beans together because hakol l'chacha gmarpi. Don't think that applies to other kinds of crops, because with those, Rav Shimon Chazuri also agrees that you go according to one third. Lakol and Bila Lamali. Why does he need to mention the point about Bila doesn't apply to beans? We know already that Shmuel doesn't hold that it applies because he's saying that you go according to Gemara Pri, and that's why you're able to mix all the beans together and take Maisa from them together. The answer is Hakamash Mulan, Dil Yain Rashem and Yesh Bila. You're right. The reason why Shmuel made that statement about Bila is because he wanted to stress, on the other hand, when it comes to wine and oil, you do say that Bila works. So if you have a case for, so if you have a similar case involving wine, let's say, so you have a batch of wine from last year's grapes and a batch of wine from this year's grapes, and you mix them together, Shmuel would say, no problem. You could take Maaser, you could take Truma and Maaser out of the mixture and expect that it's evenly mixed. So without him telling us that, we wouldn't have known that. We would have said he holds that you don't hold bila by beans. Maybe you don't hold it by wine and oil either. Therefore, we need to mention that statement, not because of the part about the beans, but because of the part about the wine and oil. So that's why we need all three of his statements. So now we understand Shmuel's shita. When it comes to solids, we don't say bila. When it comes to liquids, we do. When it comes to what is considered the point at which we say that a particular that beans belong to this year versus last year is the point at which they fully ripen, not like the Shimon Shazuri says, the point when they took root. On the other hand, because of that, therefore you can mix together beans that took root before Rosh Hashanah with ones that took root after Rosh Hashanah and take Truma and Maaser from all of them together, which is what Rav Shimon Shazuri says you can do, but for a different reason. You can do that, but not for the reason Rav Shimon Shazuri says, because that he's basing it on bila, and Shmuel says, I don't hold the bila in that case, but rather because Rav Shimon Shazuri would say they belong to two different years, and Shmuel says they don't. They all belong to one year.
Because
when it's according to Shmuel, we don't care when they took root. We care when they fully ripen, and they all ripen after Rosh Hashanah. Getting back to, so now we talked about then that different kinds of crops have different times when we consider that they what different points in their growth cycle that we say when they reach that point they belong to the year when that took place. Again, we said when it comes to most trees, we go according to chanota. We go according to when the fruit, whether the chanota is actually machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what it means. Rashi holds it means that chanota means when the petals of the flower that the fruit develops from, all fruits develop from flowers. So when the petals of the flower fall off and you can see the tiny little fruit over there is called chanota. The Rambam, on the other hand, holds that chanota is when it reaches one third of its growth. Whatever the case, so with most trees you do with that. With tevua, with grain, and zesim, olives, we go according to shlish. And Tosfos previously discussed that on an earlier Amud, Tosfos discusses the question of whether Teruah includes grapes or not. In any case, so we said that vegetables go according to when they're, most vegetables we said go according to Lakita, which again, Lakita can mean when they're ready to pick according to Tosfos or when they're actually picked according to the Rambam. So now, why the difference? Tanya, Rav Yossi Aglili Oymer. The Pasuk says that you celebrate Sukkos, but Osmecha Migonecha Umiyikvecha, when you gather from your granary and from your wine press. Now, on one level, that means that Sukkos takes place at the time when you're gathering in your harvest, which was drying in the field all summer. On another level, we mentioned yesterday that we learned from this in the Masechta Sukkah, that when you make a sukkah, you use things like psolas godin v'yekev, you use the leftover straw in the granary and the leftover vines that are in the wine press, and you use those for your schach. But also, Rabbi Yosef really is telling us, in addition, the Chachamim also use this as an asmachta. Now, it's like this. Vegetables, we said before, everybody agrees, are chayev in Truma and Maaser only d'rabbanan. Tree fruits, you have a machloikas. The Rambam holds that all tree fruits are chayev in Maaser in HaTorah, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that only grain, or that only grapes and olives are. But vegetables definitely are only d'rabbanan. So now we have an asmachta from this pasuk where it says migonecha that all of you gathering in is similar to your godan and yekev. Now godan and yekev again, we're saying that you go according to one third. We learned that previously from a pasuk on your gimel amud beis. So now we're saying that in a certain sense we compare other kinds of crops to godan and yekev. So the comparison goes, again, it's not Doraisa, because so actually Tosfos says it might actually have implications for something Doraisa, namely Shemitah. You have to know what year, when you have vegetables that started growing the year before Shemitah and continued growing in Shemitah, what year do they belong to? But as far as Maaser, it would be only Dirabon. Anyway, so Ma Gordon V'yekev Miyuchodin, what's unique about Gordon V'yekev, about grain and grapes, Shegdelen Al Meish Shana Sha'ovra, they grow use it with the water, with the rain that fell on them the previous year. Meaning, in other words, so what happens? We said before that the time when we said before that the point that the point in their growth cycle that determines what year they belong to is when they reach shlish, when they reach one third. And the reason for that is Rashi points out that at one third, once they're one third grown, then you could, in a pinch, harvest them and eat them. Any less than that, they're not really edible. But once you get to one third, they're barely edible. And what happens? How did it reach that one third? Based on the rain of the previous year. So that's what we're saying. In other words, when it reaches one third before Rosh Hashanah, it means it grew based on the rain that fell the previous year. Because so therefore, it's Omisasu and Lashana Shavra, and therefore the Meiser of them goes according to the previous year. They're the point at which they reached one third, whatever year that was in, that's the year they belong to as far as Meiser and as far as Shmita as well.
Are we in Rosh Hashanah right now looking back to the previous year?
Yeah, so we're saying, in other words, that if we have, for example, a field of grain that reached one third growth before Rosh Hashanah, it means that it reached that based on the rain from the previous year.
In that year or the previous year?
Well, so for example, if you planted grain sometime during Tavshin Pei Aleph and it reached one third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Beis, then it belongs to Tavshin Pei Aleph. Tavshin Pei Aleph having been the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, then that grain is not subject to the dinim of Shemitah. It's regular sixth year produce, and you take Maisa Oni from it like you do with any sixth year produce. On the other hand, if it only reached one third after Rosh Hashanah, then it means it's also depending on rain of this year, of Tavshin Pei Beis.
Okay, so
you're going according to the previous year.
Yeah.
So Af Kol Shegdelen Al Mei Shana Shavra. So the comparison then is other kinds of produce, when other kinds of trees, for example, we say we go according to Hanata because the same thing. What makes Hanata possible? What makes it possible for the fruit to start blossoming is that you have sap rising in the tree. And where does the sap come from? Ultimately, it comes from the rain. So therefore, af kol shegdelen al mei shana shavra, the same thing. Anything else that grows based on last year's rain, misasrin l'shana shavra, gets its meiser, is determined, the year that it belongs to as far as meiser, is determined by when, is determined, the previous year, the year in which it reached one third of its growth. Yotsu Yerokas. Now, therefore, the implication is, as opposed to vegetables don't grow. Now, what you do is, as vegetables are growing, you can trim them and they're still going to regrow. It's not like, for example, with tree fruits, where if you cut the fruit off the tree, then a new one is not going to grow there until next year. Vegetables keep on growing. So Yotsu Yerokas, Shegdelen Al Mei Shana Sha'av, Al Mei Shana Haba, they grow based on next year's rain. Namely, the year in which you pick them, because throughout its growth cycle, you can be trimming and it's still going to grow. So therefore, it doesn't just grow. It's not like, in other words, with fruit and grain, where we said it reaches one third of its growth. And then after all, it just continues growing. But if you cut it, it's not going to regrow. Vegetables are not like that. They will continue growing until you actually pick them. So even if you cut them. So therefore, they're not just growing based on last year's rain. They're growing based on next year's rain. Therefore, they go according to next year's Meiser. So the year in which Lakita took place. Again, according to Tosfos was Lakita, meaning when they're ready to be picked, and according to the Rambam, when they're actually picked. Okay. So that's one way of understanding why it is that with vegetables we go according to when they're picked. Rabbi Akiva looks at it differently. Yet he uses the same pasuk, but Osif Hamigonacho Miyiklecha. Again, the pasuk is comparing the rest of your osif, the rest of your gathering of crops, to your gurdon and yekev, to your grain and your grapes. And the comparison is Ma gurdon miyekev miyachodin shegdelen al roiv mai. Gurdon and yekev, grain and grapes, grow based on the majority of water, meaning the majority of plants, the majority of crops. Grow based only on rainwater. You don't need to. Generally speaking, you don't need to irrigate a wheat field, a grain field, or a vineyard. Generally speaking, rainwater is enough for them to live on. Af kol shegdelen omisas. So therefore, the gdelen on roiv mayim omisasu on the shana shavra, and we established before that their meiser goes according to the previous year, namely the year in which they reach one third of their growth, even though they continue growing and you harvested them long after the new year began. Af kol shegdelen on roiv mayim. The same thing. Any other crops that are able to grow and thrive based only on roiv mayim, meaning only on rainwater, misaswin l'shana shavra, then their maaser is the same thing. They go according to chanota, which again, chanota takes place because of the sap rising in the tree. Therefore, in other words, they're connected with the rain of the previous year. Yotsu yirokos, as opposed to vegetables, shegdelen al kol mayim. Vegetables, it's not enough to grow them with rainwater. You also have to irrigate them. So they need kol mayim, they need all different kinds of water, both rainwater as well as irrigation. Rashi refers to a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, where the pasuk describes the way it was in Mitzrayim, you'd have to water your fields on foot, like you do with a vegetable garden. So we see that vegetable gardens usually involve watering them on foot, means artificial irrigation. So vegetables require irrigation, therefore they're different than gonachol miyikvecha, or misaswin l'shana abba, therefore their maaser goes not according to the year in which they grew one third, but the year in which you pick them, or the year in which they're ready to be picked.
So what happened in Israel?
So that's the thing. So we're saying in Eretz Yisrael, in Tanah Shemayim Kishtamayim, you don't need irrigation. However, certain kinds of crops, the staple crops in Eretz Yisrael don't need irrigation, as opposed to even the staple crops in Mitzrayim need irrigation. The grain and whatever else they grew over there needed irrigation because it doesn't rain it almost never rains in Mitzrayim. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need that. Your staple crops, your grain, your grapes, your olives, which are the staples that people need on a day-to-day basis, those do fine with rainwater, and so do many other kinds of things. But if you want vegetables, if you want tomatoes, and you want cucumbers or whatever, you're going to have to irrigate them.
Well, call my means rainwater is not enough. You have to,
you have to have all water, meaning you have to irrigate it as well, exactly. So again, so the Yosiak really is focusing on the fact that vegetables continue to grow. Even if you trim them, they still continue to grow. Whereas other crops, whereas grain and olives and grapes and things like that do not. And Rabbi Akiva is focusing on the fact that most crops don't need irrigation, whereas vegetables do. So the most is my benai. What's the practical difference between their different explanations? The answer is Amar Rabbahu b'tzolim hasarisin upula mitzri ikka benai. The nafkamina between them would be as far as b'tzolim hasorisim. Literally, sorisim means like infertile. So Rashi explains, Rashi gives a French word for it, that it means that they're onions that never develop to be large like other ones. So scallions, essentially. Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi that it means a type of onions that don't develop seeds. You just replant the bulb itself rather than taking seeds from it and planting those. Anyway, whatever it is. So those things, pula mitzvi, and also the pula mitzvi, the vegetable that we were talking about before, the beans, in particular, when it comes to pula mitzvi, Rashi and Tosfos both explain over here that we're talking about like this. Pula mitzvi is one of those plants that you can plant to eat different parts of it. You can plant it for the seeds, which are the beans. You can also plant it for the green leaves of it. You can plant it to eat the leaves themselves. Some other plants are like that also. You have, for example, you have zeragad, coriander. You can use the seeds for spices, or you can have the leaves of it are also used as a spice, cilantro. So you have a few plants like that. You can plant them for different purposes, for the seeds versus for the greenery. So pula mitzvi, we're talking about over here, where you're planting pula mitzvi for the green. So now, both of those, so ikabinayu, those are the nafkamina between them. Namely, the tanan, we learn in a Mishnah in Masech HaShviyas, relevant to Shemitah, and you have a similar concept then when it comes to Meiser, but solon asarisin or pula mitzvi, these scallions or whatever, and this pula mitzvi that you're growing for the greenery, for the leaves, shamona mehen mayim shloshim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you did not water them for 30 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, and then you pick them after Rosh Hashanah, then misaswin l'sha'avar, the maaser of them goes according to the previous year, even though you pick them after Rosh Hashanah, they belong to the previous year as far as what maaser you give, and they are mutter during Shemitah. In other words, because they grew the year before Shemitah. The imlav, if not, if you watered them within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, asur in b'shvias, then they're also in shvias. They have the rules of Shemitah produce. And in particular, you have, when it comes to vegetables, the Chachamim imposed a gzera called svichim, that you're not allowed to use those vegetables because the Chachamim were concerned that you're going to plant them and claim that they grew on their own. And their meiser goes according to the year, to the following year. So obviously, if they grew during Shemitah, there's nothing to talk about. There's no meiser. But in other words, if they grew in other years, then it's meiser sheni or meiser oni respectively. So how does that relate to Rabbi Yosef Aglieli and Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi first explains, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli agrees with this Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Aglieli, who's focusing on which year's rain did it rely on to grow? Well, if you didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it means it grew exclusively on last year's rain. Therefore, it belongs to last year. Rabbi Akiva would disagree with that because, after all, it doesn't depend on the seasonality of the rain. You do irrigate it. Fine, in this case, you didn't irrigate it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva would still say it is the kind of crop that requires irrigation, and therefore it belongs to next year. That's Rashi's explanation. Then in Rashi, you have something called Pirush Roimim, a Pirush from the Chachamim, from the Rishonim who lived in Rome, that says the other way around. Tosfos also agrees with this explanation, that it's the other way around. Rabbi Akiva, Pirush Roimim, meaning Jews, Chachamim, who lived in the city of Rome. Rome, the city of Rome in Italy. Or maybe not particularly Rome specifically, but sometimes I think you find Rishonim use Roimim to mean more generally southern Italy. In the time of the early Rishonim, in the times of the late Gaonim, early Rishonim, there were major Jewish communities and tremendous Talmid Chachamim in southern Italy. For example, we had something in Beitza where Rashi quoted something from a Koinimus Ish Roimi who came to visit them in France or Germany or whatever, and he knew Kol Hashas Kolay Balpet. So there were tremendous Talmid Chachamim in those parts of Italy in those days. We're talking about the late Gaonim, early Rishonim. Eventually the local kings kicked them out. This Reb Koinimus had said, yeah, knew the whole year. Anyway. I don't know. They probably spoke some variety of Italian. I don't know. They say actually that there are some words in our present day Yiddish that may come from those Jews. For example, the word lane comes from a Latin word that means to read. The word bench comes from a Latin word that means to make a bracha, etc. So possibly some of our Yiddish vocabulary comes from them. But yeah, anyway. So this Pirush Roimim that's in Rashi learns the other way around. Rabbi Akiva agrees with this Mishnah because, yes, it's true that these are vegetables that usually need irrigation, but since you didn't irrigate them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then therefore now they become like other kinds of crops. Now they're considered like the other kinds of crops that live exclusively on rainwater. So now they're not in the regular category of Yerukas. Now they become in the category of Goyim Miyekev, and therefore their Maaser goes according to the previous year. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli would disagree with that because he would say that after all they didn't grow exclusively on last year's rain. He would say, now Rashi points out another point over here, which is that usually with these Betzolim Asarisin and Pula Mitzvi, now usually what you do is there is a certain amount of time before you pick them that you don't water them because you want them to harden up. But usually you do that for only one time. You usually only have like one day or half a day or whatever before you pick them in order to toughen them up. Here he's doing it for 30 days. Other plants, it's not even normal to do that. Other plants, you water them right up until when you pick them. So other plants, even if you didn't water them for 30 days, butler died to Eretz HaKolot. And Rashi also adds the point that these plants don't need irrigation that often. So you irrigate them within 30 days before Shemitah, then it comes out that you're helping them for Shemitah, and therefore that's no good. So Rashi's first explanation is that this Mishnah, that the din in this Mishnah about the difference between whether you irrigated them for the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or not would be valid according to the Yosef Aglieli, but not according to Rabbi Akiva. And according to the second explanation, according to Pirush Roimim, it's the other way around. Rabbi Akiva would agree with this din, Rabbi Yosef Aglieli would disagree with it. Okay, so that's that then. So that establishes why it is that with vegetables, mostly we go according to Lakita, and we're saying there are certain exceptions. There are certain vegetables where we say we go according to when they take root, and we said the reason is because, so we on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we learned that there are a few different ones, Odas, Doichen, Progim, and Shumshamin. where we said those, everybody agrees, go according to when they take root. And the reason is because we said that those, when you pick them only piecemeal, a little here, a little there, as they dry out on the plant. So therefore, the Chachamim were concerned that if you pick them all, that if you were to say you go according to when you pick them, you're going to end up, you're going to have a pile, which again, is part new and part old, and how are you going to take Truma and Maisa? So the Chachamim said, better let's go according to when they take root, and they all take root at the same time. Then we had Rav Shimon Chazuri saying Kula Mitzui is the same thing. Like he holds that you could mix them together because he holds Yesh Bila. And we said that Shmuel holds that you could mix them, but because Shmuel says you go according to Gemara Pri, now we're saying that most other vegetables, you go according to Lakita, according to when they're picked or when they're ready to pick, with the exception of, we said, the Solom Asterisin and Pula Mitzui, where they are, those, according to the Mishnah, in Shvius, can go according to, if you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then they go according to the previous year. Okay. Now, the Mishnah had continued, Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilan, the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, according to Beis Shammai, and the Sibyl said, Chamisha also b'shvat, which the Nafka Minna of that is, among other things, we talked about a few days ago that it has relevance as far as Orla, that sometimes the year, the third year of a tree and the fourth year of a tree extend until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. We talked about scenarios of that. There's also, Rashi points out over here, it's the same thing as far as Chodesh and Yoshan. If you have a tree where some of the fruit blossomed before, however we define Chanata, before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat and others after Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, then you can't take Truma and Meiser from one on behalf of the other. Because again, they belong to two different years. So the Gemara asks, my type. Why is Epis the first or the 15th of Shabbat? Why that day? Amar of Allah, Amar of Oshia, Hoyover Yotsu Roiv Dishme Shana, because most of the rain for that year has already passed. So Rabbeinu Hananel points out that this answer of the Gemara really works better only according to this Hillel. Because let's calculate, Rabbeinu Hananel says. The normal time of rain in Eretz Yisrael usually begins Yud Zayin Cheshvan, and it continues until Nisan. So we have from Yud Zayin Cheshvan until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat is just under 3 months. Meanwhile, from Chamisha Asa B'Shvat until even the end of Nisan is only 2.5 months. Therefore, you have at that point most of the rain for the year has fallen. So it doesn't really work so well according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, then you only have 2.5. You only have 2 months. So you have just under 2.5 months until they're out of Shvat, and then you have Shvat, Adar, and part of Nisan, when it can still be rainy. So Rabbeinu Hananel apparently understands that the Gemara is really asking why Beis Hillel says the 15th. Maybe Rabbeinu Hananel figures for Beis Shammai, we don't need such a reason, because fine, all the other Rosh Hashanah are on Rosh Chodesh. This one can be on Rosh Chodesh as well. But the question would be according to Beis Hillel. On the other hand, Tosfos says, the question is both on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the answer is that even according to Beis Shammai, even Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we're saying by that time, most of the rain for the year has fallen. Va'adayin roiv tkufa mevachutz. And still most of tkufas tevis, which is the winter season, has yet to come. Because tkufas tevis, the winter solstice, is usually going to be sometime during tevis. And from then until Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, you only have a month or a month and a half at most or so. So the Gemara says, my karma, what's the point of mentioning the tkufa? Of course, if roiv tkufa machutz, it's not yet time for chanota, why are we calling that Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? The answer is hachikama. Af apisha roiv tkufa machutz, even though it's true that most of the winter season is yet to come, but since by that point most of the year's rain in Eretz Yisrael has already fallen, because again the time when that starts is long before Tkufas Tevis, that's already in Yud Zayin Cheshvan. Therefore, by now most of the rain for the year has fallen, and therefore the point is that now again the rain falling, as Rashi says, makes the sap rise in the trees, and that's in turn what makes the fruits reach the stage of Chanota. Therefore, once we get the point where most of the rain for the year has fallen, then we can say that's the time when the Chachamim can establish the time as that time, Aleph Shvat, Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, is the time to consider the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Tosfos explains it a little differently. Tosfos explains what it means is any fruit that reached Chanota before Aleph Shvat, or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, as the case may be, will have grown based on last year's rain. So in other words, according to Tosfos, what we're saying is that it takes a few months for the sap, for the tree to absorb the rain that it got. and produce the sap, which is going to fuel the growth of the fruits. So if the fruit ripens, for example, during Tevis, then it means necessarily it's ripening because of the rain that the tree absorbed last year. Whereas we're saying once Aleph Shvat or Tuba Shvat comes, then we're saying already it's blossoming because of the rain that fell on the tree this year. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rav Akiva shalikit esrog be'echa b'Shvat." It happened once that Rav Akiva picked the fruit off an esrog tree on the first of Shvat. By the way, I mean, on the face of it, "likit esrog" sounds like it means he picked one esrog, but one esrog picking it wouldn't be enough to be mechayiv in Maisa yet. In Rambam Shloish Prok, in these days, we were learning about the dinim of Maisa when you have enough produce to be chayiv in Maisa. One by itself is not enough to be chayiv yet. You need two or more of them together to have a cleaves. So therefore, so I think the Tosfos Reed explains that when we say you should look at esrog, means that he picked an entire esrog tree. So he picked he picked all the fruit. So he picked it on the first of Shvat. The Nog was Shnei. Now it was the previous year had been a Maisa Sheni year, and the current year was a Maisa Oni. So let's say, for example, the previous year had been the second year of the Shemitah cycle. This year, the first of Shvat, when he picked these Esrogim, was already in the middle of the third year, which is a Maisa Oni. The Nohag was Shnei Isurim. So Rav Akiva treated it as if it was both second and third, and he did two Maisas with it. Now, Tosfos points out over here that it doesn't literally mean that he did two Maisers, because you can't do that. You're not allowed to give more Maiser than the amount you're supposed to. If you do, then you have a problem. You have Tevil mixed in with it, because the Maiser is only supposed to be a certain amount.
I thought that was the minimum, no?
No. When we say two Maisers, we mean two. What we mean is that it was Maiser Rishon, you always have. That what we mean is he did Maiser Sheni and Maiser Oni.
Oh.
Now, what does that mean? So Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, what it means is, what he did was, he took this Maiser, designated it as Maisa Sheni, redeemed it on money. The money he took to Yerushalayim the next time he went to Yerushalayim, and the Maisa he gave to the poor people to eat as if it was Maisa Oni. So this way he's covering all his bases. He did it as Maisa Sheni, and he's going to eat the value of it in Yerushalayim, and the actual Maisa itself, the actual as if it's Maisa Oni, goes to the Ani. So he did that. So you've Nogba Shnei Surin, Echad Kediva Beis Shammai, Echad Kediva Beis Hillel. One according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, Aleph Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. Therefore, it's Aleph Shvat now. Therefore, according to them, it's already the third year. And one according to Beis Hillel, because according to them, the year didn't begin yet. The year doesn't begin until 2 weeks from now, Chamesh Asar B'Shvat. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Loi Minag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nogba. The reason why Rabbi Akiva did two Maisers, one Maiser Sheni and one Maiser Oni, not because of Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. He knew that halacha is like Beis Hillel. We're going to see soon in the Gemara whether he knew that. Ela minagram gamliyo v'rabbi Eliezer nagba. Rather, what he did was he was doing the two maisers because of a suffix, whether the halacha, not a suffix, whether the halacha is like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, but rather because of a suffix, whether the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliyo or Rabbi Eliezer. Namely, the Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah in Bikurim. Esrog shavala ilam begimel drachim. There are three ways in which esrogim are like other trees, or the yerek b'derech echad. And there's one way in which esrogim are like vegetables. We had it in kedushin also, and we're going to have it in kedushin eventually. That's the shame. We also had it in sukkah a few months back. Yeah. So shavala ilam begimel drachim. In three ways, it's like a tree. In the sense, la'orla v'lerevai or l'shvitz. As far as orla and Netter Ravai and Shvius. Now, Netter Ravai, Tosfos points out, B'chlal, there's machlokas, whether Ravai even applies to all kinds of tree fruits, or whether it only applies to grapes. According to the opinion, it only applies to grapes, obviously it doesn't apply to Esrogim. We're talking about, according to the opinion, that it belongs to other, that it applies to other fruits as well. Now, what do we mean? Rashi says, in other words, this that we're saying before, we said before, that with most fruits, we go according to Chanota, so it is with an esrog as well. Whenever the fruit reached the stage of chanata, is what year we consider it to belong to. As far as those things, as far as orla, as far as netter avai, and as far as shvius. Meaning, in other words, so if you have a fruit that reached chanata, for example, before chamisha asa b'shvat of its third year, then it's orla. If it reached that stage before chamisha asa b'shvat of its fourth year, then it's netter avai. And if it reaches that stage during shmita, then it's considered shmita fruit. Actually, Rashi and Sukkah explains it a little bit differently. Rashi and Sukkah explains that what we mean is the early Shvius means Bechlal, that you should know it is that these dinim even apply to it. Otherwise, you would think maybe it's a, we're going to say it's like vegetables in one way. Maybe these dinim wouldn't apply to it. Orla doesn't apply to vegetables. Revai doesn't apply to vegetables. And Shvius, yeah, vegetables have other dinim. Which Tosfos actually mentions, Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi over here, that that's what it means. We don't mean that if it was like a vegetable, Shvius wouldn't apply. Obviously, Shvius applies to vegetables as well. It means that we go according to Chanata in determining which year it belongs to. On the other hand, an esrog is like a vegetable in one way. We go, we determine the year that belongs to, as far as Meiser, by when Lakita took place, by when you took it off the tree. Or according to Tosfos, when it's ready to be taken off the tree. That's what Rav Gamliel says. Rabbi Eliezer says no, an esrog is like all other trees in all ways. So according to him, even as far as Meiser, you go according to when it reached Chanata and not when it was picked. So therefore, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is saying that Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure who was the halacha like. Is it like Rabbi Gamliel that we go according to when it was picked? In that case, I picked it on Aleph Shvat. Or do we go according, and therefore it belongs to the next year, according to Beis Shammai? Or do we say it goes according to Chanata, and in that case, Chanata took place previously, and then it belongs to the previous year, according to Beis Shammai? So the Gemara asks, to me, Avdin Ketrei Chumri, how is Rabbi Akiva allowed to follow two different Chumras, two contradictory Chumras? Vahatanya, we learn in a brisa, la'olam halacha k'divir b'shilol, the halacha is always like b'shilol, v'haroitza lasis k'divir b'shamay oisa, but if somebody does want to follow b'shamay, then he can do that, which the Gemara in Eruvin points out, what do you mean? If the halacha is like b'shilol, how are you allowed to follow b'shamay? It means the brisa is talking about two different times. One is talking about before the baskel came out that said the halacha is like b'shilol, and the other one is before that. So before that baskel, you were allowed to follow b'shamay if you wanted to. Now, after that baskel, you have to follow b'shilol. But the Braisa continues. So if a person wants to follow one or the other before the Baskel, they were allowed to. However, even then, Mikule Bishamay and Mikule Bishilol Rosh. If a person follows the Kulas of Bishamay and the Kulas of Bishilol, then he's a Rosh. Now, Rashi also brings from that same Gemara and Eruvin, we're not talking about when it's two different Machlokes. If Bishamay and Bishilol disagree on a din in Hilchas Yomtov, for example, and they also disagree on an unrelated din over here. As far as Meiser, you're allowed to pick and choose and say, I hold like Bishamay in this and like Bishilol in that. That's not a problem. That's not called a rush. What we mean is when you have one underlying machloikas that drives two different machloikas in of theirs. For example, the Gemara brings over there, you have a machloikas between them. How many chulias, how many vertebrae have to be missing from a person's or an animal's spine for them to be trained? Beis Shammai holds, you need two, Beis Hillel holds one. Now, from that you get a kula in the halachas of Truma V'Tara, namely that according to Beis Shammai, if a spine of a person is missing one vertebra, doesn't matter, it's still considered a whole spine and it's still Matame Ba'oyo, and Beis Hillel is going to say that not. On the other hand, it results in a chumra, according to Beis Hillel, in Hilchas Tereifus, that if an animal is missing one vertebra from its spine, Beis Hillel is going to say it's Tereif, and Beis Shammai is going to say it's Kosher. So now, if a person were to say, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai, that it's not a problem, that I'm going to hold like Beis Hillel, that it's not Matame B'Oyel anymore, and when it comes to Tereifus, I'm going to hold like Beis Shammai, and say it's not a problem because it's only missing one, that such a person is a Rosh, because he's contradicting himself. On the other hand, Mechumre Beis Shammai, Mechumre Beis Hillel, if he follows both of their Chumras, so for example, he would say by Tumah V'Tahara, he's going to consider it Tameh, and by the animal, he's going to consider it Treif, when it's missing only one, then all of Akosavayimavak still Bachoy Shecholah. The Pasuk says about such a person, the fool walks in darkness. Because in other words, he's a fool because he should pick one or the other and be consistent. Tosfos says, in other words, the point is, even if when we say silva choshe cholach, we're talking about he's being machmer on himself. You should say he's machmer on himself. Isn't that a good thing? But because he knows, Tosfos says he knows who the halacha is like. Nevertheless, because he's machmer, we call him silva choshe cholach. There is some discussion about this in the back of the Gemara. You have a pirush called Mitzvah Eson who brings something from a sefer called Beis Levi. I don't know if this is the Beis Halevi or somebody else, but anyway, he says there can be a difference in that regard. What if you don't know who the halacha is like? What about if you're passing for somebody else? Maybe then you have different rules. But here we're talking about where a person is passing for himself, and if he knows who the halacha is like, then for him to follow both chumras would be a fool. Either within one underlying issue, you're going to follow Bishamai, whether it results in a kula or a chumra. So in this case, in other words, if you hold like Bishamai, that two vertebrae need to be missing for it to be a trefa, then you're going to hold that if you have one vertebra missing from the spine, then it's still of the person, then it's still matami ba'il, but you're going to makshir the animal, that's fine. You can be silo, but kulay and b'chumrein, or you're going to go like this hilo, both the kulay and the chumra, so you'll say by the spine of the person, it's not matami anymore, but by the animal, it's tref. So now, Rabbi Akiva, why is he doing two maestris on this? One because Bishamai says that Rosh Hashanah Leilonis is Aleph Shvat, and one because Bishillo says not till Chamisha Asa Bishvat. Isn't that this kind of thing? Two contradictory chumras. Which Mephoshim point out, by the way, the question is not so much on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda's version of the story, that the two of them were because it was because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel's and Rabbi Eliezer's opinions don't necessarily contradict each other. You can say that to a certain extent, the tree is considered, that the fruit is considered to belong to the year of Chanotah, and to a certain extent, to the point of Lakita. Even Rabbi Gamliel himself, after all, saying it goes according to Chanotah in some dinim and according to Lakita in others. So to say that you would take two, you would take Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani, because the Chanotah was in one year and Lakita was in another year, that wouldn't be as big a deal. But the question is, according to the first version, that he's doing it on Aleph Shvat, because maybe Beshama and maybe Beshillo, how do you do that? That's a contradictory Chumra. Either it's the first or it's the 15th. It can't be both. The answer is Rabbi Akiva Gemara. Stop. The answer is Rabbi Akiva had a suffix in the Mishnah that he had learned. Gemara in what he had learned, in other words. V'lo Yoda, he didn't know. He partially didn't remember whether Beshillo were the ones who said Aleph Shvat or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. So now he's saying, you know, it's not that I don't know whether the halacha is like this Shammai or Beshillo. I don't know what Beshillo themselves said, or I don't know what Beshammai themselves said. So therefore, we need to play it safe. That's not called silva chosha chayva. Okay. We said Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda omer loy minig bishama bishilo noagba al minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer noagba. We said that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda's version of the story was that he wasn't trying to follow he wasn't trying to play it safe with bishama and bishilo. He's trying to play it safe between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. We're fine. We said those are not contradictory chumras, so we don't have a problem with that. But the problem is this story took place on Aleph Shvat. So, be'echa b'shvat to b'shamay no'agba. Why would he be, if this was on the first of Shvat, why is he following b'shamay? By Rabbi Akiva's times, the baskel had already come out, the halacha is like b'shillo, so why is he still following b'shamay? Or even before the baskel came out, Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of b'shillo. He's as a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Fine, Rabbi Eliezer is from b'shamay and Rabbi Yeshua is from b'shillo, but primarily we find him following b'shillo. So why all of a sudden was he following b'shamay? The answer is Amr of Chanina, Vitamin of Chanania, Hocha Beesrug, Shachontu Peros of Kredin Tesvob, the Idach Shvat Askinam. What happened was this Esrug, the Chanota, the beginning of the development of the fruit, or the point when it reached the stage, when we say that Chanota applies, took place at before Tesvob Shvat, before Chamesh Asa Shvat of the previous year. So, in other words, he picked, so in other words, what happened was this Esrug reached these Esrugim on this tree. Reached Chanota, let's say before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat of Tavshin Pei Aleph. Now he picked it Rosh Chodesh Shvat Tavshin Pei Beit. So now Ubedinu Dafu. So now the suffix is: does it belong to last year? Like Rabbi. So now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it belongs. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it belongs to last year because the Chanota was before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat of an earlier year. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, not because you go according to when it was picked, and he picked it now. After Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, Ubedin Hu Afilu Kodem Lachain. So really then, the same thing would apply. It wouldn't have made a difference if he picked the Esrogim in Kislev or in Tevis, for example. It so happened it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat is not really significant for the story. The point it was a time after Chanota, which took place before last year Tu B'Shvat and before this year's Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, the suffix was what year it belongs to.
Yeah.
Ravina gives a different answer. Kroich betoni. repeat what the Braise is saying and learn it, in other words, and learn it like this. In other words, repeat what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, would be saying there wasn't one, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama on one point, he's arguing with him on two points. First of all, loy echa b'shvatoya ela tu b'shvatoya. Number one, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda is telling the Tanakhama, you should know it wasn't the first of Shvat, it was the 15th of Shvat. And number two, b'loy minik b'shama b'shilom no'agba, he wasn't worried about Bishame versus Basil, because Samish also Bishvat. There's nothing to worry about at that point. Everybody agrees it's the new year. Ella Minim Gram Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. Rather, he was concerned about Machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, because these Asrogim had Chanota before Chamish also Bishvat, and now he picked them on Chamish also Bishvat. So therefore, so Ravina is saying that it wasn't, you're worried about why it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat and why is he following this Shammai? The answer is, that's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is telling you. It wasn't Aleph Shvat, it was actually Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. And therefore, he had no reason to worry about B'Shammai B'Shilol, because both of them would agree that it belongs, both of them would agree that it's already the new year. The only question is, do we go according to Chanata or do we go according to Lakita? So we'll continue tomorrow, Best Hashem, analyzing Rav Gamliel's opinion and see what else we learn from it, and continue with this topic of when Esrogim, of what year Esrogim belonged to.